Aeronautics specialists in the Denver area say they're stumped after reviewing video of something mysterious whizzing through the daytime sky.
The flying objects are too fast to see with the naked eye. But when we slow down the footage, something is there. We asked aviation expert Steve Cowell to analyze it.
It's not an airplane. That is not a helicopter. Those are not birds. I can't identify it.
Heidi Hemmett is covering this for Fox 31 in Denver. She initially thought the images might be military drones, so she asked for a response from NORAD, the North American Aerospace Defense Command. But so far, there are more questions than answers. Heidi Hemmett joins us on the line. And Heidi, how have people reacted to this story?
Oh, we've been inundated. We've had, hundreds and hundreds of emails. We've had hundreds and hundreds of phone calls. I mean, this story has gone as far away as Japan, Greece. People are just, calling and emailing, and a lot of people think it is a UFO. A lot of people think it's a drone, a military drone, some kind of secret mission. And then a lot of people are saying it's bugs.
No, I understand you have contacted an entomologist to see whether that could be the case.
Yeah, we did go out and get an entomologist, and she looked at the video and said it's not a bug. It doesn't look like a bug. It doesn't fly like a bug. She said the flight patterns don't look like a bug. In her expert opinion, it's not a bug.
What made you decide that this was a story worth pursuing?
Well, I had a person come to us, the guy who originally shot the video. I watched it, and I didn't know what it was. I mean, there's clearly something there. The fact that you have to slow down the video in order to see it, I thought that was really, really strange. I went out there with my photographer, and, we decided to shoot it for ourselves to see if we could catch something on tape, and we did. And then, we had an aviation expert look at it, and he said he couldn't identify it. And he told us originally that, he thought he was going to have an answer for us. When I described what we had shot on video to him on the phone prior to our interview, he said that, he was going to have an explanation and that it was drones and that there are some 3,000 of those flying all across the U.S. right now. Some are as small as your thumb. And, police departments are using them, and a lot of different agencies are using them. So he said, rest assured, I'll come in there, and we'll legitimize it, and I'll let you know that these are drones, and then you can do a whole story about it. And that's what I thought we were doing. I thought this was going to be, wow, we caught drones on tape.
But, of course, being out in Colorado, big wide open spaces, New Mexico, Arizona, Nevada, these are also areas where oftentimes there are military exercises, new technologies are tried out.
Exactly. So, that's what I thought. I mean, we have, Cheyenne Mountain, we have NORAD here. I've asked the FAA. They don't have any permission for military drones to be flying over the metro area. And if you're going to be flying drones, you have to get authorization from the FAA.
So is this where you're left now with just a giant question mark?
Well, we still haven't been able to identify it. The experts say it's not a drone. They say it's not a bug. They say it's not a helicopter. It's not a bird. But there's something on tape. And it's going up and down, and it's launching and landing and over the metro area, and it's been, caught on camera many, many times by this person and then caught on camera by a professional television station, and, there still is no answer.
What about the possibility that it's a hoax?
Well, I mean, if it were a hoax, I don't think we could have caught it on camera ourselves. A lot of people are saying, well, this might be someone who's just playing with a remote-controlled aircraft or a remote-controlled plane or a toy of some sort. And, we can't find that either. And with so many people's eyes on this, usually whenever we put something out on the news, someone will call us and say, oh, I know, it's my neighbor Joe Schmo, and he's flying this plane. And we don't have that either.
Heidi, do you have a theory on what this is?
I think it could be some kind of, secret testing going on that they didn't notify the FAA about. I mean, it wouldn't be the first time that, one hand of the government didn't tell the other hand of the government what they were doing. And, NORAD, didn't notify the FAA, and therefore the FAA doesn't know about it. I really don't know. I mean, if it proves to be something else, I'll be a little disappointed because it's been a lot of fun, taking this ride. If it's nothing, then I guess we were just wrong and we have egg on our face. But if it's something, then, maybe we got video of something that, other people don't want us to know about. And that makes it a pretty interesting story.
Well, if and when you figure out what it is, we are very interested to hear.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Heidi Hemmett is a reporter with Fox 31 in Denver. She's been talking to us about her story on an unidentified flying object in Colorado. Heidi, thanks for talking with us.
Oh, you're welcome.